The handful of irregulars in the trench were thrown to the ground by the impact of the blast and struggled to regain their footing as their position was bombarded by further shelling. Regan grabbed the hood of Tarek's poncho and lifted him back onto his feet.
Still want to try and make it back to Amethyst?
Too right.
I'm coming with you then!
Irregulars scaled the walls to escape the barrage and spare their lives. Shouting and screaming, panic spread through their ranks like an airborne virus. Some clawed at each other, pulling comrades down from the mud-slicked sides of the trench in an attempt to be the first to escape the artillery exploding around them. Then came the miracle. The sky glowed a brilliant orange for an instant, forcing Regan to shield his eyes. When he looked up again, the lone figure of a hooded space marine stood on the lip of the trench. When he spoke, the fleeing guardsmen froze, mesmerized by the imposing newcomer's voice.
You swore an oath to your emperor that you would give your lives to defend this city. Now is the time that you make good on that oath, or I will be the instrument of his vengeance upon you.
More unnatural lightning flashed in the sky, and Regan could see that the silhouetted figure carried a pistol in each hand. His robes fluttered freely in the breeze, and beneath the notably dry fabric, a scabbard hung from his belt.
None of you shall flee this field of battle. Pick up your arms and make ready for the enemy assault.
Unquestioningly, each and every irregular removed himself from the wall and retrieved his las rifle. The space marine jumped down from the edge of the trench and began organizing the guardsmen.
Spread the line thin. Each of you fit enough to fight, take 2 las rifles. Those of you who are wounded act as loaders for the others. Make every shot count.
He moved along the trench, indicating to the guardsmen where to position themselves. When he reached Regan, he pointed to a redoubt in the trench wall, and after looking Murtok up and down, took his weapon from him and handed it to Regan.
Remember, every shot counts.
His initial awe and fear at being in the presence of a space marine waning, Regan dared to speak.
My lord, where are the rest of your chapter?
The hooded figure paused, as if unsure of the question, or possibly the answer.
There is only me. We cannot rely upon my legion arriving in time to save this city. It is up to you and these men here to defend it. Are you fit for the task?
It wasn't just the words, but his voice too that rallied Regan's spirits. At that moment, he would have followed the mysterious space marine into the eye of Terra itself, if he'd ordered him to.
I am, Lord.
Then don't stop fighting until the Angel of Death comes to claim you.